From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Will he get whacked? In a few minutes, the future of Tony Soprano.
But first, immigration reform isn't dead yet, but it is on life support. That's according to Republican Senator Arlen Specter, one of the key players pushing the immigration bill that hit a big stumbling block last night. To talk about what happened and what's ahead, we're joined now by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Good, fine, thanks. So, Juan, Senator Specter, is he being a little bit too optimistic here? Do you think they might pull the plug on this one now?
Well, not quite. Senator Kennedy, who is one of the sponsors of the bill, says it makes no sense to fold the tent at this point, that he wants to continue talks behind the scenes of the kind that led to the introduction of the bill. That was a bipartisan group of about a dozen Republicans and Democrats, including actually people from the White House and the Bush administration, who had put together this bill. The most amusing comment, I think, on this point, Alex, came from Senator Trent Lott, the number two Republican in the Senate, who asked, "Are we mice or men?" And then crossed his
And he wasn't talking about stem cells?
No. And then he crossed over and he said, "Are we going to slither away like snakes from this issue?" But then added that it makes no sense that the Congress is unable to deal with so major an issue as immigration. And if it's the case that they can't do it because of politics, he then suggested that they just dissolve the Congress and go home until the next election.
Well, if this legislation doesn't work out, would either party stand to benefit from that?
Well, at the moment, there's a lot of spin game going on. You may have heard last night Harry Reid, the Democratic leader in the Senate, saying, really, this is President Bush's failure. This was his legislative priority, and he couldn't get his Republican Party to go along with it. In fact, the Republicans were the ones who absolutely sabotaged it yesterday. But I think as the Democrats go out on the campaign trail, it's not a plus for them to have this failure on their hands. They will be accused increasingly, and I think this is particularly now coming into view in the House, of being a do-nothing Congress, something they had said about the Republicans in the past. So they need some victories as well, and clearly you have not only Senator Reid as the majority leader, but Ted Kennedy and the like saying, you know, we have to get this done, and where are the Democrats who are willing to stand up and make compromises?
President Bush, of course, is going to be heading back from the G8 summit where he calmed the waters with Russia. He held on to his position on global warming. This is all before he got that little tummy ache. And now he's going to come home, and he's going to face what's happened with this immigration plan. Do you think he's going to try to revive it?
Well, the strategy inside the White House is to look to the business community. As you know, the Chamber of Commerce, big supporters of this bill. But where have they been in terms of putting their money on the line? So what they've got to do is put pressure. For example, Jim DeMint, the senator from South Carolina, has been a big, how do you say this politely, pain in terms of voting strategically to sabotage the bill. Where is the pressure on, you know, coming in terms of the media, in terms of the newspapers down in South Carolina, to force Jim DeMint to look elsewhere? Where's the pressure coming from the White House? Obviously, the president's low in the polls. He's weak. And that's why you get Republican senators able, like DeMint, able to do what they want to do on this key issue for President Bush.
Let's turn to another big story in Washington this week. Of course, we're talking about the sentencing of former White House aide Louis Libby. He's going to serve 30 months in prison for lying and obstruction of justice in the Valerie Plame Wilson case. Paris Hilton got out of jail just after 3 days. What about Louis Libby? Any chance he's going to have that kind of luck in the form of a presidential pardon?
Well, right now, his biggest advocate would be Vice President Cheney, as he was Vice President Cheney's former chief of staff, as you said. The problem is, of course, that Republicans, even as they feel for Louis Libby, because, you know, they feel like, you know, this is a political player and he's falling on his sword for Vice President Cheney and we should take care of him, see that it would be a huge political liability going forward because it would contribute to the idea that Republicans are part of what the Democrats dubbed in 06 a culture of corruption. And so if he pardons him now, it's bad because it will last. And if he pardons him just before he before the 08 election, or if it's hanging over the head going forward in the 08 election, again, just bad news for the Republicans. So there's pressure. There's a countervailing pressure coming from Republicans to say, well, he was convicted. He's going to have to do the time, even as much as we don't like it.
Do you think that Vice President Cheney might be able to persuade the president nonetheless to pardon Libby?
He'll put pressure on him, but Vice President Cheney is at low ebb in many ways. You know, just this week, there was more details came to the forefront about how the hospital visit that was paid by Attorney General Gonzalez and Andy Card, who was then the White House Chief of Staff, to the hospital room of Attorney General John Ashcroft, trying to get permission for some national security things that Ashcroft had denied as illegal. And it was, again, Vice President Cheney who had been the hidden hand. And similarly, Vice President Cheney came to light this week, has been trying to block access to logs of people visiting his home, the vice president's mansion here in Washington. I think that a lot of people just see him now as kind of a, you know, a someone who is a problem for the party, especially in terms of swing voters who see him as far too, you know, far too much of a commanding presence rather than a political leader.
Juan, we will pardon you and let you get started on your weekend. That's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks so much.
Enjoy, Alex.
Thank you.